You are on 2SER Breakfast with Mitch. Hope you're doing really well. We heard a lot about it last week around Australia Day. So you'd think our republic would be next in the ranks for Australia, right? Well, according to new data, public opinion towards the monarchy in Australia is shifting. In fact, support for the monarchy in this country is an all-time high since the 1990s. Research recently published in the Australian Journal of Political Science shows that support for the monarchy has been rapidly improving since the early 2000s. Joining us on the line is doctoral candidate Luke Mansillo from the University of Sydney. Good morning, Luke. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. So what's been behind this trend in support for the monarchy over the last few years?
Well, I try to explain this with a political socialization and a general low saliency of the issue, which has allowed the institution to self-legitimize itself over the period while no one's been discussing it.
So do you mean that it's just not a big issue for everyday Australians? They don't see a point in changing the status quo?
In short, yes. Because there is a... because we don't consider the monarchy to be a very large problem. We don't discuss it. It's not problematized. And because it's not problematized, we don't consider it regularly, and it allows a social psychological phenomenon in the same way as you have probably never forgotten that you're an Australian, simply because everywhere you go, you run into flags, you see on your blocks of butter at Woolworths and Coles, words made in Australia. But that banal, constant, daily exposure to the word Australia or the flag or whatnot, okay, they constantly remind you that you're an Australian, where you are and what you are. The same thing occurs in monarchy. On our coins, we have the Queen's head. On the $5 note, we also have Queen Elizabeth's head. On police uniforms, on military uniforms, on government documentation for some entities such as customs and border control, as well as passports and all sorts of things have royal symbols. So there is a subtle presence that monarchy has in Australia, and as monarchy is not considered to be a problem, it's allowed those subtle symbols to have the same effect that your blocks of butter at Coles have on you with Made in Australia.
Part of the furniture kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, I guess behind the recent surge in support for the monarchy has been Prince William and Catherine Middleton, especially their marriage a few years ago now. What was it about that event, I guess the way the media handled it, that allowed support for the monarchy to increase?
Well, my theory is not so much based on the idea that that new royals in and of themselves produced it, but rather the fact that their arrival and the story that came with it, here are some new royals, has meant that royalty has not become problematized. So it's not the fact that royalty itself has spurned the change, but rather the new royalty has prevented it being problematized, if that makes much sense.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's then on the Republican movement to sort of say to Australians, look, these are the things that are wrong with the monarchy, and for them to sort of sit up and take notice?
Well, in a way, I doubt that would have terribly much help in the endeavour. So when I tracked the opinion, I noticed that it was only in 1992, after Sarah Ferguson, the former Duchess of York, had a scandal involving she got up to some mischief. We'll put it that, severe misdemeanors.
Okay.
And it's only after then did the Australian political establishment, Paul Keating, etc., tried to politicise the monarchy. And it's only in the interaction of royal misbehaviour and politicisation was there any real substantive decline in opinion. So I don't know if pointing out I don't think that pointing out that there are problems with monarchy will do terribly much, because the section of the community that had their opinion shift over this time period are those which pay very little attention to politics or the nitty-gritty of detail. Unfortunately, there are people who generally listen to the details of arguments and details of policies and look at both sides of things, mm-hmm. but they tend to be the people who are getting the greatest exposure to hardcore news, whereas the cohort of people who have had their opinions shift have been those which probably have their greatest exposure to news as being something such as The Project or something even less than that, some daytime TV sort of affair.
Okay.
In the US, it's actually called the Oprah effect, because there is a cohort of voters which used to watch Oprah, and that was all their political consumption. That's where they got all their political news from.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Luke, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That is Luke Mancillo, a doctoral candidate from the University of Sydney's Department of Government and International Relations, talking to us about the popularity of the monarchy and how it sort of sits in our everyday lives and how it sort of, in that way, sort of perpetuated its own sort of importance.